The Mill on Magnolia Lane by Tilly Tennant and read by Katie Sobey for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. She'd driven past the old wreck 100 times or more over the years. There was more sky than roof and more rubble than walls, but still it had an indefinable charm, something that had always drawn Lizzie in.
"Makes me melancholy, seeing that old place go to ruin," her dad would say.
"One day we should fix it and live in it," Lizzie would reply, and her dad would chuckle. It was never patronizing, only with wonder at the beautiful naivete of childhood, where anything was possible, and dreams always came true if you dreamt them hard enough.
"One day," he'd reply. "I've often dreamt about owning it myself. One day you and me will fix it together. How about that? A little castle for my princess."
But that day would never come. Not now. No fixing of a castle for a princess. No dad's help. No sage advice. The car she travelled in today drove past the crumbling hulk of the old mill, following the hearse that carried her dad's coffin. Now there was just her and her mum. Once today was over, her younger sister Gracie would go back to her job and boyfriend in London, and brother James back to his slacker mates in whatever dump he was currently inhabiting, and Lizzie would have to pick up the pieces of her mum's broken heart, the dutiful child, the one who always stayed behind.
"It's such an insult,"
her mum said from beside her. She dabbed at her eyes with a fresh tissue from her bag.
"That witch in the official car and me trailing behind. He was my husband first."
"But he was Florentina's husband last," Lizzie said in an even tone. She'd heard this so many times now it was hardly noteworthy. "Sorry, Mum, but you have to accept that's how it is."
"Why do I? She stole him from me, and she has no right to be the grieving widow."
"But she is."
"She didn't know him like I did."
"But she loved him, and he loved her." Her mother turned a swollen face to her.
"Well, we all know you loved her too."
This time, Lizzie bit back a sharp retort that had no place being uttered in the current circumstances. Her mother was hurt, and she was angry and frustrated, and she was saying things that she'd later regret. If Lizzie reacted in the same way, they'd both have plenty to regret when the dust had settled. If they were going to get through these dark days, they'd need each other. "Please," she said, struggling to keep her voice level. "Let's not get into that again. We got along. What else was I supposed to do when she was married to my dad?"
"You could have shown your disapproval."
"And where would that have got us? Would you have had Dad picking sides? Because if he'd been forced to pick sides, he might have chosen her rather than us. That's why I made an effort to get along with Florentina. I didn't want to lose him." Lizzie's mum pursed her lips, but said nothing. Lizzie supposed that, in some ways, it had all been in vain. They'd lost him anyway. All of them. Her mum turned to face the window, and Lizzie reached across to catch a silent tear that tracked her cheek. "I know it's been hard, Mum."
"I've borne it without complaint."
"I know you have. You did it because you loved him. We all accepted things we'd rather have not because we loved him."
"Because I loved you too, and I didn't want to make our breakup harder for you than it was already."
Lizzie pulled her mum into a hug. "That's what makes you my absolute hero."
"Don't be silly,"
Gwendolyn said with a sniff. She wriggled from Lizzie's arms and dabbed at her eyes again. The car slowed. Lizzie looked out of the window to see the evergreen-topped walls of the churchyard come into view. The wiry trees reached from the grey stones into a patchwork sky, their branches buffeted by a brisk November wind. The village of Pirriwick was a pretty place, and its church was still picturesque, even when dressed for such a sombre occasion. Her dad had returned to the village of his birth as often as he could during his lifetime, sometimes bringing his children to see what few sights there were. Often Lizzie and her siblings had been born.